Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, January 5, 2024. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero remembered volunteer teacher Conrado Benitez, the first martyr of the literacy campaign launched after the triumph of the revolution in 1959. His dedicated life in the service of the teaching profession is an example for the new generations of Cuban teachers, the head of government pointed out on the social network X. Benitez, at the age of 18, was part of the first contingent of volunteer teachers to teach reading and writing to children and adult peasants in the context of the campaign. In 1961, members of the one of the terrorist gangs backed by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency to subvert the process of socioeconomic transformation in Cuba tortured and murdered Conrado Benitez and his student, peasant and militiaman Eliodoro Erineo Rodriguez. That crime generated indignation among the population and mobilized some 100,000 young students who swelled the ranks of the Conrado Benitez Brigades and became the fundamental force of that educational feat, which concluded in December of that year with a literacy of almost 1 million illiterate people. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated the members of the Family Doctors and Nurse Program, an initiative that is celebrating its 45th anniversary. From his account on the social network X, the head of state expressed his congratulations and embraced the more than 43,000 members of the program, whom he described as the mainstay of the Caribbean country's health system. Díaz-Canel stressed in his message that this initiative was one of the most innovative ideas of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. American cellist Lodi Goldston will perform in Cuba at the Jazz Plaza International Festival, scheduled for January 21 to 28. Digital media quickly spread the news after the artist published an image on her Instagram profile with several concert dates in Havana. According to the information published, Goldston will perform classic songs of traditional Cuban music and the admired rock group Nirvana, founded by singer and guitarist Kurt Cobain and bassist Chris Novoselic. The concert will take place at the Avellaneda Room of the National Theater and the Cuban Art Factory. She will also meet with Cuban rock and roll musicians and visit the Maxim Rock Cultural Center and the La Marca Tattoo Studio, among other spaces. Throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, she played on dozens of studio albums, while with the Black Cat Orchestra, she toured and recorded more major national acts. Throughout the 1990s and the early 2000s, she played on dozens of studio albums, while with the Black Cat Orchestra, she toured and recorded for major national acts. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.